As Seattle officials discussed pulling the city's money from Wells Fargo last week to protest the bank's support of the Dakota Access Pipeline, one idea got some applause. What about a taxpayer-owned bank here in Washington State? 88.5's Will James reports.
Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien supports divesting from Wells Fargo, but he wondered where should the city keep its money after that? He had one idea.
I still think the best solution ultimately is a public-owned bank.
A public-owned bank. It turns out there's a bill in Olympia that would create just that, a bank owned by Washington taxpayers where the state government would deposit tax dollars and give out loans. There is a precedent for this.
College Save is a program of the state-owned Bank of North Dakota.
Conservative North Dakota, the very state where the pipeline dispute is unfolding, has the nation's only state-owned bank. It opened in 1919 with the goal of providing better interest rates to farmers. David Flynn is an economics professor at the University of North Dakota. He says some residents do not like their government being mixed up in finance. For one, it's the state, not the federal government, insuring the money in the bank. But there are advantages.
The profits of the Bank of North Dakota are available to the institution to use in the future, or could be taken by the state for other state spending priorities.
In other words, it's the state, instead of Wall Street, profiting off loans. Regular citizens can do their checking there, too. Flynn says interest in North Dakota's public bank model flares up every few years, but no state has followed suit. Many already have something similar. For instance, an agency that partners with private banks to provide economic development loans. But proponents in Washington are forging ahead. Their bill is up for a Senate committee hearing this week. Will James, 88.5 News.